Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor C with another Faith Nugget. And this week, we're talking about understanding what we have in us, what God has already given us, praise God. And so we're looking at Philemon's chapter 1 and verse 6. And it says, that the communications of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, we're in Christ. Hallelujah. And God have deposited some awesome things in us. And this is so important for each and every one of us, praise God, to acknowledge and know the wonderful things that he has put in every one of us. Amen. Now, in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, the Apostle Paul writes to the church of Ephesus, and this is so important. See, listen what he says now. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Every born-again believer is loaded with the blessings of God. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen. Now, this is so important because I hear Christians just praying for blessings. Praying for a blessing. Why? Because they don't know what God has put in them. See, they are praying for what they already have. They are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Praise God. All spiritual blessings. Think about it. You are so equipped. You are so loaded. Praise God. You are so powerful. You are so awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, you have this. But now, if nobody ever taught you, you never, praise God, had it revealed to you by the Holy Spirit, then guess what? You'll be out praying for something that you already have. Amen. All those blessings are in you. Every one of them, all of them, glory to God. And all you got to do is what? Activate, have faith in them, praise God, and put them to work for you, because everything reproduces after his kind. So every one of those blessings have to reproduce after what it is, glory to God. So listen, receive, and that you have all God's blessings in you. Now go have a faith-filled day, glory to God.